I'll be down. All right. As you may or may not know, we are in a series in the book of John, and we're really just working our way through the book of John, which is really an interesting book, an intriguing book, an exciting book, a book that helps us see something about God, see something about Jesus, and really, I would say, a book that is different than Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Matthew, Mark, and Luke are good in their own way, but John is a bit different. So we're excited to look at this account of John's account. And as we reflect on this, John does something in his book that I think is so interesting and so awesome. He tells us why he wrote the book. So if you have your Bibles, you can go to John chapter 20. If not, you can read up on the screen. I always encourage you to bring your Bibles to church. But if not, we provide this. So in John chapter 20, John says this. He says, Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. He says, but these are written. So here's the big but. He says, these are written. These accounts that I've written, they're written for this purpose, that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. What an amazing promise. What an amazing solution. What an amazing thing John does for us. He says, hey, here's the book. Here's why I wrote the book. Here's what you can expect from the book. So we're really thankful that John so blatantly tells us this instruction and gives us this proof and gives us this assurance and this answer. So really today as we go through this transformation of water to wine and the wedding feast at Cana, we're going to look for this. Here's what we're going to look for. We're going to be like a little bit like forensic scientists this morning, and we're going to look for the divinity of Jesus. Because this is what John says. He says, in believing that Jesus is the Messiah, you can have life. So this is our goal. This is what we're going to look for. But before we get there, I want to give a little bit of a recap, just maybe a couple highlights from last Sunday. If you weren't here last Sunday, you can always go on our website, portchurch.ca, and listen to a whole plethora of back messages, so you never have to feel out of the loop. So last Sunday, we talked about this, and we had looked at Jesus calling his first disciples. And it was an interesting way that